From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. For years, the Colorado Department of Human Services has overpaid counties for their administrative costs, and as a result, 41 Colorado counties now have to pay back over $7 million. The amount owed varies by county, but is based on population and how much it receives from the state. The counties were told earlier this year that they would need to repay the funds, but didn't find out the amount until recently. Denver owes the most at just over $2.7 million. El Paso County owes more than $135,000. The Colorado Office of Administrative Solutions says Pueblo County does not owe. Governor John Hickenlooper wants Colorado to reevaluate the use of American Indian mascots and names in public schools. He signed an executive order yesterday creating a commission to study the issue. Benta Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper says American Indian names and images are often offensive and dishonor the ongoing legacy of American Indians. The executive order aims to get communities and American Indians talking about the issue. Two efforts to ban and phase out American Indian mascots have failed at the State House. Democratic Representative Joe Salazar of Thornton sponsored a bill last session that would have penalized schools for using the names. He praised the executive order.
The whole purpose behind the executive order is to educate one another about American Indians. It's ushering in a new era of communication,
which Salazar hopes will lead to change. About 40 schools use American Indian mascots, mostly in rural parts of the state. Supporters of the mascots want to preserve local traditions and are concerned about the costs of changing names and mascots. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.